Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America. Our 50 states, our District of Columbia, and our territories. You know, for the longest of time, I never thought of mentioning the District of Columbia, and I added the 50 states so everybody knows that, hey, it's all of America. Hello, everyone. Hello, world. Hello, Tink. I'm Curtis Clinton. This is my podcast. It is my way of vying for the presidency, the Paul Revere way, word of mouth, because I have no campaign financing. I think it's time that one of the people be elected president. Not rich celebrities. Why not just someone from the pool of citizens that live our daily life? Not extravagant, extraordinary, wealthy, luxurious. No. It is 5:30 here in Northern Virginia this Thursday, the 18th of August, 2016. I'm broadcasting live while driving home and without a script. I want to start by saying something that will key you in and get you attuned to who I am. You know, I'm a fair person, and I teach with lots of homework so as to provide the repetition. But I understand that if you're playing sports or in drama or in forensics, art, music, you have other commitments. And so I can slide on some of the homework because you are filling your time up with valuable and contributory effort. It makes sense. And I talk a lot. In addition to all of that, I'm fair-minded. I give people opportunities. Some may call it breaks. And I have a long memory when I need to. I don't like getting hosed or taken. I'll accept minor inconveniences, disappointments, and minor hosing. But when it gets out of hand, I take action. And I get my money's worth. Today provided me with some coupons for purchase. They didn't work. I mentioned how I was being inconvenienced for an additional 30-some-odd plus minutes, so that my purchase actually took close to 50 minutes in the store, out calling corporate, back in the store. Well, I got my money's worth because I asked that somebody mark down the prices to what I remember prices to be. So I made out to the tune of $52 and some cents. And now we're even. We're okay. I mention this because I'm not going to sit back when something has to get done. I trust that if something needs to get done, but timing is a consideration, then you need to wait for me to activate the response. If there's an emergency, we take care of it. If there is time needed to find out who did what, we need that time. When we have certainty, we act with certainty. And such a response that it may be tenfold so that we can discourage any such action again. I want to put not just changes throughout our government and our country, business, Wall Street, industry, trade, foreign relations. Change is not, we want an improved America. We want an America that can get an A-plus every time out there. cast is. Get an A-plus in country. A fine president with 120 million write-in ballots for Curtis Clinton. It's not that I am a Donald Trump or a Hillary Clinton. No, thank goodness I'm not. I am the alternative to the two polar opposites that these two individuals are. And yet, you see pictures, dated pictures of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, very cozy, very friendly, and very in agreement with each other. I'm afraid that something bad can happen on Election Day if we get that far with both candidates. There's always the suspicion borne by Donald Trump's casual cavalier remarks that he'll either win or he'll go on a long vacation. These are substantive statements. They have below the radar insinuations. And as long as they are there, plus, you've heard of the shell game. You take your eyes off someone, take your eyes off the P. You think you got it, but the P has been switched. And we may have a Republican candidate that will not show or will bow out, and then there is no one except someone who's been here for us, you, America, for the last 8.5 years. When I realized that our President Bush was needlessly putting military men and women in harm's way, unnecessarily, and that wasn't good enough for me. In fact, that was terrible. And his father also made a significant mistake. Instead of going out to the root cause of the problem, he drew a line in the sand, and he honored it when he shouldn't have. He made a big speech. We're only going to do this. Look at the lost oil. Look at the damage to various countries. When you have a person that can inflict such damage, such horror, evacuate that person, insulate that individual, take him out of power, take him away from all the commands that will cause this tragedy again and again and again. It is a shame that our government looked foolish and tried to negotiate allies' cooperation by saying we will only go so far. It was the wrong thing to do. It cost us a second Iraqi war, and it cost us a second hand of military men and women and allies, individual innocent citizens, their lives, their well-being, their limbs, their mental happiness, families' distress. I don't want this. As commander-in-chief, I will command intelligently, literally, and for the sake not only of our country, but for the lives of the men and the women who serve our country. In fact, they will not be the only men and women serving our country. If I get into the White House, every citizen of our United States will need to serve in capacities of their strengths and in the capacities of our social needs, or they can choose military service. To level the playing field, or to level the field of service, military might be 3 years of a commitment, whereas civil service could be 4 or 5 years. And spread over one's lifetime. You must keep your skill set intact. You must. And then get called upon to do your skill set in the aid of others. It's not only a noble position, it is an absolute necessity. Too many people sit at home, walking the streets, enjoying movies, recreation, sports, leisure, while our military men and women are abroad, without family, the comforts of home, the security of our country. This will not persist. And anyone who doesn't agree with this is very much un-American and selfish. More selfish than you can imagine. Because you're afraid to match the service of having men and women put their lives on the line for you, and you do nothing to support them. Nothing to back them up. Their families at home. That's right. Servicemen and women abroad cannot do the home chores, the house chores, the necessary repairs that need to get done. And so we will have an army of home repair men and women. We will have an army of substitute teachers, parents, in addition to the paid substitute teachers. We will have volunteers, armies of volunteers to read to the blind, the afflicted. We will have armies of volunteers to be big brothers and sisters to children and to be pet lovers to the stray. We will have all this because it is right and just, and because we live in America and we want an A-plus in country. Not an excuse for serving country. All those brave men and women who have very little option but to serve our country so as to get GI benefits, money for school, medical. Many of our military men and women are forced into a military life. We're not going to have this kind of situation. Unless, of course, you keep me out of the White House, which in and of itself is a large mistake, an inexcusable oversight, because no candidate for the White House, such as Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, can do what I can do, what I want to do, what needs to be done, what you're looking for. And that is a fact. Listen to their speech. Listen to their pronouns. Listen to their adjectives. Listen to everything that comes out of their mouth. I haven't once heard of their support for Olympians. I haven't once heard the outrage for the innocent deaths of Americans at the hands of law enforcement. We're not going to have that. We are not going to have that. I will not accept that. No way. As I near our home, I'm going to back up so as to get the mail, save me a trip. And then, of course, there's Recycling Friday. All in one motion. I am now 283.9, up from 283.5, down from 323.4, and the extra weight may be attributable to muscle mass, as I did weightlifting. I don't see the muscle mass, but, and then again, my calorie intake wasn't enough to account for a 4/10 increase. And then again, I don't think I don't believe that my reps caused increase. So Losing weight is a long-term proposition. Yes, I lost quickly. 12 pounds in 10 days and not just water, because I made sure I was very much hydrated. And then came the 5 pounds a week, the 4 pounds a week, the 3 pounds a week, then the 1 pound a week. Many of us are overweight. If you're a heavyweight lifter, sumo, and or if you are a discus or hammer throw athlete, of course, you're going to have extra weight on you. I'm watching as I back up so I do not hit our side view mirror against our recyclable bins. Almost an accident. Almost. Fortunately, not quite. Yes, I'm preoccupied with backing up so I don't run over wildlife on the ground. And now I see something that fell down. A candy cane. How did that happen? Must be squirrels who tried to get into the peanut feeder. Yes, that candy cane is cracked. So, I can back up with certainty. Good. My broadcast may be boring today. I'm boring from time to time. I'm interesting from time to time. I'm never callous. I'm always generous and considerate. So you can measure my time. And you can measure me. While I clear the odometer and time, I read the paper today. I read of the numerous tragedies. I read of the problems in our country. And their shame. They're shameful. I wish you could read my blog today because it talks in simple terms how I address every day. I cannot help my family to the extent that I want to. And it's simple because I have no income to add to our household income to get us past the difficulties that we're in. Taking charge of our national income, which is more than plenty to run a country, with surplus to extra services or other considerations like free dialysis, or free internal defibrillators. A lot of stuff that we could be doing better. Like additional education for those who need it because their background did not permit the normal enlightenment that was out there, that should have been theirs, but was not. Money to help the aged, money to help cure the ill, the sick. Money to cover the expenses of those who have lost their jobs and homes because of service to our country, or as victims to crime. We are a generous nation. It is said that as long as people apologize, we forgive them. We're very free to forgive. But we should not be as free to forgive Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton for what they have done and what they intend to do. We cannot forgive that because we need leadership that will get us out from under the thumb and feet of those above us, economically, financially, in authority with power over us, with carte blanche over us. It's 550. I kind of picked up the pace, the kind of interest. Well, that's good. It is necessary to keep your attention. As I look around my yard and home, there is more work that I can handle in a given week. I have at least a month and a half of work to do around the home. And then I'm sure there's more. I applied for 3 jobs in one day. I was not hired. That's not a very pleasant prospect. And it's not pleasant news for my family. So my wife bears the burden of support. And I provide the complimentary home parent spouse services at home. I am very adept at foreign affairs. Foreign affairs is nothing more than getting along with people, getting along with nations and nationalities, knowing something of them so you gain rapport, respect, and reliability of relationships, or I should say relationships, which is rapport, which are rapport. Policy will consist of do no harm, accept no harm, accept no slight, and do no slight. Trade, stand even. Make things fair and equitable. Every party in an agreement. NATO. We may be the richest country in NATO. We then should have management of NATO forces. We should have management of air power, sea power, and land power. Manpower comes still under the nations that participate in NATO. We need a League of Nations because our United Nations is not so united, and there is corruption. There's corruption around the world, and no one addresses it. Our League of Nations will address all of that. And it will not just be one country saying what needs to get done. It will be hosts. Like angelic hosts, it will be hosts. More than one country. Dozens. Maybe triple dozens. Maybe 100 nations. Giving humanitarianism, being humane, and being a good neighbor. We have a lot of goodness in our country. I want to channel that goodness into an organized goodness. We have scientists that work apart. They don't have a common switchboard to reach other scientists. We will have a science switchboard. We will have an economic switchboard. We will have a complaint and victim switchboard. We will have a truth-tizing switchboard. We have freedom of speech in this country. Just recently, one of my banks noted that they're going to charge 22% above the prime rate, yet they only pay out less than the prime rate in interest. But they will collect prime rate of interest as a penalty. That's usury. That's close to loan sharking. The banks have gotten rich on your shoulders, on your wallets and purses, and on your inability to have a united front in a government that stands with you. You see, by electing someone from the people, someone who's been through it, or been through a lot of what you've been through what you may be going through. You want some legal advice before you see an attorney? That half hour of legal advice is not so much legal advice. The attorney asks you a number of questions, gets familiar with you and your situation, and says, you can retain me for $5,000 or $10,000. I get $200 an hour, and I get paid portal to portal to file motions at the bank. My legal aides get paid at $50 to $50, $70 an hour, and they will do the copying and assortment of documents and checking and the like, and I will look at your case file. Excuse me. I will tell you what to prepare for me at a cost. So, law students who are not attorneys but know something of practice will be there to assist with simple questions. Explain what in limine is, plea in bar, a motion. You have the definition. But do you see the piece of paper from your county or town, city government? No. We will be a literate country. Look at some of the people supporting Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Their literacy level is low. Their length of focal attention span is modified. And then there are those who hope. Well, I provide the hope, because I provide the substance. And it's time for me to bid you a good day, to drive safely, to be well. If you're going to back up, put your blinkers or hazards on, to give more attention to your car, because your entire rear of the car is a blind spot when backing out. You avoid accidents that way. Be well, see to it. I'm Kurt Clinton. I'm C2, vying for the presidency with 120 million write-in ballots. Good day.